Police in Mexico have made a break in the murder case of a high-ranking police official. Last night, Mexico's Attorney General announced the arrest of two men in connection with the killing of the deputy chief of Tijuana's federal police, Ernesto Ibarro Santes, was gunned down last month. The two suspects allegedly worked for Mexico's second most powerful drug cartel, run by the Arellano Felix brothers. These are the first arrests in a string of seven murders this year of federal law enforcement officials who worked in Tijuana. Drug experts say the escalating violence is evidence of a power struggle between Mexico's biggest drug cartels, which are vying for the drug smuggling corridor into Southern California. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Carrie Kahn reports.
Mexican police seldom speak openly about the illegal drug trade they're investigating or about the people running that trade. So many were shocked when Ernesto Ibarra, one of Tijuana's top federal cops, sat down with reporters last month and named names. In the interview, Ibarra spoke of the three brothers that run the Arellano cartel, which he called the most violent in Mexico. Ibarra gave details of the Arellano drug empire, based just 20 miles from San Diego and well known for its use of assassination to settle scores. Ibarra went on to describe how the Arellanos maintain control with the cooperation of a network of corrupt police officials and said he was closing in on the elusive brothers. Less than a week after the interview, Ibarra was dead, killed Mexican officials now say by the Arellano brothers' gunmen. The Mexican and U.S. governments also suspect the Arellanos in this year's other six killings of federal officials who worked in Tijuana. But some in law enforcement don't rule out the scores of former Mexican federal police who lost their jobs in a recent purge of corrupt agents. Regardless of who killed Ibarra and the other federal officials this year, experts see the murders, along with a general rise in drug-related killings in Tijuana, as part of a larger ominous trend.
All the signs indicate the name of the game is changing. The name of the game is changing in Mexico. Mexico is in the pressure cooker right now.
Peter Lubshaw is a senior scholar at the University of New Mexico and has extensively studied Mexico's drug cartels. Lubshaw says a loose working agreement between the Arellano brothers and the country's largest drug cartel has broken down. Until recently, he says, that cartel, run by Amado Carrillo Fuentes, allowed the Arellanos to control the drugs flowing into California, Arizona, and parts of New Mexico. At times, the cartels even loaned each other drugs and collaborated in regulating prices. But Lubshaw says disruptions in the supplies of Colombian cocaine and greed have ended the peace. Now Carrillo's cartel is challenging the Arellano brothers' domination of the Tijuana corridor, also known as their plaza. And he says other players are joining the attack against the weakened brothers.
Basically, I believe that the Arellano Felix family has lost the lease on their plaza, and that they're going to be replaced, and so their backs are to the wall, and they're fighting multiple enemies because of it. And they're in deep trouble.
Drug experts say the Arellanos' enemies also include corrupt police officers and some 20 smaller bands of traffickers now operating in Tijuana. Most of these smaller groups began smuggling drugs into the U.S. for the Arellano brothers. But as the Arellanos began paying them off in drugs, they soon went into business for themselves. In Tijuana's Gabilondo neighborhood, psychiatrist Manuel Molina Bellini has been running his private practice for 20 years. Many of his clients belong to the new generation of junior traffickers. They are the teenage sons of the rich families living in this well-to-do neighborhood. Molina says the numbers of wealthy men involved in drug dealing is at levels he's never seen before.
Ellos no necesitan emular nada de eso porque siempre han tenido dinero.
They've always had money. Daddy gives them anything. The problem for these young men is how to maintain the lifestyle they've always had. With the economic problems confronting Mexico, it's a big worry. These youngsters just won't tolerate any changes to their lifestyles, and they don't care how they have to do that.
There is also a U.S. connection to the growing drug violence in Tijuana. In one of San Diego's poorest neighborhood, Logan Heights, The fame and fortunes of drug lords like the Arellano brothers are glorified in popular songs like this corrido, playing on a corner restaurant's jukebox. Its message resonates strongly among the poor Latino gang members who live in this neighborhood.
I don't know.
San Diego detective John Smith says the Arellano brothers have long used Logan Heights gang members in their operations.
Logan, gang members that are involved, help do whatever the organization needs.
In terms of
furthering the narcotic activity of the organization, whether it be in violence or intimidation, anything that the gang members are normally involved in here, they would do there to help further the drug trade.
In fact, several Logan recruits are serving time in Mexican prisons for the 1993 killing of the Roman Catholic Cardinal of Guadalajara, a crime blamed on the Arellano cartel. So far, the recent violence in Tijuana has not spilled across the border, but U.S. law enforcement officials worry that may happen as the fight for control of Mexico's drug trade rages on. For National Public Radio, I'm Carrie Kahn in San Diego.